Really Happened Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a little announcement. John Stadmiller is back in the building. He's healthy. He took his vitamins. He took his Extendivite. And he's in the... Stadmiller is in the building, and he's tanned, rested, and ready, and he's going to be doing his regular show following my show today, so stick around, because I'm sure he's got a lot to say about all this insanity that's going on. Speaking of insanity, we just heard an announcement, or read an announcement, rather, from the National Foundation for Gun Rights. Their nonprofit filing with the IRS has been waiting 19 months. So gun groups are being targeted by the IRS to delay their nonprofit status. This thing is growing wider and wider. And I think what happened is, in order to distract away from Benghazi, and I am more and more convinced that is the heart of the evil. Obama had Lois Lerner leak this thing about the IRS delaying nonprofit status for the Tea Party. Figured it was a minor scandal, but the media would scamper after that. And Benghazi would become a side issue and a side story and fade away. Not going to happen. And now we're finding out the IRS was doing this across the board to anybody that stood for anything the president did not want. And now we're hearing it from the National Foundation for Gun Rights. Their application has just been sitting at the IRS for 19 months. Remember, the average turnaround time for an IRS to process, or for the IRS to process a tax-exempt application is 90 days, 3 months. They got the tax-exempt status for the charity run by Obama's half-brother through in just 30 days. And so this thing has definitely blossomed out. It's getting wider and wider. It is extended beyond the mere processing of tax-exempt status applications into outright targeted audits. We're hearing from people all across the country. So this little scandal they were going to use to hide the bigger scandal has turned into a big scandal all by itself. And the Department of Justice surveillance of this Associated Press, which we now know was completely groundless, was supposed to scare the media back into staying silent and complicit, backfired mightily on them. This thing is really, really taking off here. I'm going to get into some science and health news. Interesting story over at Mercola.com. Middle-aged Americans, thank goodness I'm out of that age bracket, are now committing suicide at an unprecedented rate. In fact, more middle-aged Americans are dying by their own hand than die in automobile accidents, which is a major, major killer. And the point of this article is, these prescription antidepressants, these SSRIs, which we know have a well-documented history of violence and suicide in the patients, it turns out, going back and looking at the original trials for their approval, the SSRIs did not cure depression any more than the placebos given to the control group. We know about the placebo effect. You're given a pill that's sugar, and they say, this is going to make you feel better, and you say, yeah, I feel better. It's a fact of life. And now they're finding out that the claimed success rate for these SSRI antidepressants was actually no better than the placebo group. In other words, there doesn't seem to be any proof they actually do what they're supposed to do. And yet they have these horrible, horrible side effects. But they make money, and that is why you will go on taking your pills. And under the press of all these doctors prescribing for attention deficit disorder, and they just hand these things out, they're handed out like candy to our troops. 10% of the population are on these things. It is triggering violence, suicide, bizarre, erratic behavior, including the White House planning staff, I think. And we'll be right back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this IRS thing is just cascading out of control. We're seeing over at Newsmax.com that the Internal Revenue Service targeted the Catholic League. And it's just insane out over there. Now, let's see. Over at TheBlaze.com, they're reporting a story that many of these targeted groups are now starting to consider legal action, and apparently members of the Kentucky 912 Project, Richmond Tea Party, Ohio Liberty, are meeting with the American Center for Law and Justice in Washington, D.C. to discuss plans to mount civil lawsuits against the Internal Revenue Service for their now admitted intimidation and targeting. I think everybody who's been a victim of this ought to sue the IRS, and I think we ought to demand that the individual IRS people themselves pay this, pay the settlements. Because you know what the IRS will do? They'll simply take more money from the American people and use it to pay the court settlements. And that does not send the message that we need to have sent. So if Obama was hoping this IRS thing was going to get him out of trouble for Benghazi, it didn't work. It absolutely did not work here. All right, getting back to science and health issues. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Got about 50 minutes to go on today's show here. I linked to a documentary, actually a part of one. The documentary is called Food Matters, And this was part three. And I linked to it because starting at 10 minutes into this documentary, they talk about the fact that there was a known link back in 2000 between SSRIs and strange suicides and mass violence. And they even comment on how their investigation has shown the vast majority of these mass shootings being waved at us by the gun grabbers involved perpetrators who were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And when we go back and we look at this lame attempt to claim that there was no detectable SSRIs or alcohol or illegal drugs in Adam Lanza, who, by the way, was reported to be on FANAPT, you need to remember, if somebody is withdrawing from these medications and it flips them out, of course a tox screen is not going to find the medication. The problem is they're trying to quit. The latest diagnostic manual from the American Psychiatric Association has come under continued fire from all across the psychiatric profession. And people are saying, don't buy it, don't use it, don't teach it. The National Institutes of Mental Health have just renounced this thing. It attempts to take every single aspect of human behavior and categorize it as a disease. If you enjoy sex too much, that's a disease. We have a pill for that. You're suffering sexual addiction. South Park did a very, very funny takedown of that whole idea. They want to turn everything you do into a disease for which they will sell you a pill. You know, human nature is we're volatile, emotional people. We react to things. Sometimes we have emotional reactions just to the food that we eat. It's a very complex system. And they want to come in and just sell you another pill. And in the case of the SSRIs, they can't actually prove they're really helping depression, and they are these demonstrated side effects. But as long as it makes money under the U.S. federal government, it's okay to sell it. Going to go back to the phones here. Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted a quick one, too, that I hadn't heard you mention to add to the IRS scandal thing was the seizing of the 10 million patients' health records out in, I guess, California, was it?
Yeah, including all of the California state judges.
Correct. So, I mean, there's another major one, because what do they need that information for? Except maybe to build a database and possibly test algorithms to analyze healthcare records based on when they take control of Obamacare. But other than that, what do they need 10 million, which is illegitimate anyway, but why would they do that, you know?
Well, under Obamacare, there is medical records that the IRS is authorized to have and a legal mechanism for them to acquire them. They simply went out and literally looted these databases of medical records to grab it all. And they weren't authorized to do that. They don't need that information. And the problem is, the thing that really alarms me about the fact that they specifically went after all the California judges is it gives them a blackmail database. You know, they were really embarrassed when Judge James C. Fox actually stated in the court record for Sullivan versus United States that the 16th Amendment wasn't actually ratified. And now the IRS wants to be able to go into any tax law cases, and they talk to the judge and say, oh, judge, you had syphilis here. Wouldn't want that to get out here. You better rule the way we want
to.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. Anything else?
Anyway, that's about all I had for the moment, so.
Later. Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. And moving right on back to the health and safety news here. Vermont may become the first state to require labeling of genetically modified food. They're working on their version of California Proposition 37, and it's not a done deal, and we already know Monsanto will be up there with all their lobbyists and all their bribe money, trying to keep this thing from happening, because they don't want you to have the freedom to choose whether you're going to eat their products or not. And that's dictatorship. Even Hitler didn't tell the German people, you must eat this corn and not this other corn. Meanwhile, over in Hungary, which is one of the nations that has now banned GMO, they're taking the additional step. They are destroying every single corn field that had Monsanto's GMO corn on it. They're going to basically bulldoze it, destroy the pollen. That's the thing they're really scared about, is this pollen blowing in the wind or being carried by birds and insects and contaminating natural varieties of corn. So they're literally just scraping this stuff out and throwing it away. And as I mentioned yesterday, Peru has now passed a 10-year ban on all GM foods. They know this stuff is dangerous. They know it's harmful. They've seen that French study. But in the United States of America, anything that makes money is okay to sell you, even if it's bad for you. Because after all, if it's bad for you, that opens up another economic opportunity with the medical establishment. If we sell you products that make you sick, it's going to stimulate the economy because you're going to rush right down to your doctor and complain about that extra hand growing out the middle of your forehead. And the doctor will have a pill for it or a surgical procedure. That's not how you run an economy. It's not how you run a nation. If you want a healthy, robust economy, you have to present to your population a possible, brighter future that they can work toward. But if you keep dangling that hope in front of them and keep denying it with planned obsolescence, bad products, excess taxation and regulation, sooner or later the population gets frustrated and they quit. That's a big part of what's gone wrong with this country. People have lost hope. People are in despair across this country. And pretty speeches from a president who has to rely on a teleprompter are not going to change that. As long as we are enslaved to that private central bank that sees it as their divine right to grow insanely rich on the work of ordinary people, the ordinary people are going to get tired and quit and give up. So they'll send their minions out there with their cat of nine tails to flog the slaves to work harder in the fields, but that doesn't really work. The antebellum South proved it. Economically, despite the fact that they had all those slaves working out there, they couldn't compete economically with the North. Major reason the Confederacy lost the war. We're all slaves now to the Federal Reserve. And that's why these private central banks destroy any country that won't be enslaved to a private central bank, because they can't compete. That's what led to the war against Germany. Germany wouldn't go along with that game. And Germany's economy and industry was exploding at a rate that none of the nations with private central banks could even keep up with, because slave states cannot compete with free states. And that's why Germany had to be destroyed. That's why Libya had to be destroyed. That's why any nation freed of private central banking must be destroyed. Because a nation with a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest cannot ever economically compete with nations that have a state central bank value-based currency where people are allowed to keep the product that they work for. They're allowed to keep and accrue the wealth. It incentivizes work and achievement in a way that cannot be accomplished in a slave state. So we're really literally in a war of emancipation for all mankind. Unfortunately, the United States is on the wrong side. They're on the side of the slavers. They're on the side of the private central bankers. Now, we talk about the bizarre quality or lack of quality of our established medical industry, as it were, and there's this very bizarre story that came out of Florida. It was reported in the Daily Mail over in Great Britain, where apparently this Florida Medical Center mandated Scientology classes for all their staffers, which involved things like screaming at ashtrays and staring at each other for hours and using the E-meter, which is a very primitive galvanic skin response meter that is sort of an icon, religious icon of Scientology. And I think having a hospital force a religion on its workers, doesn't matter what the religion is, but in this case, I think most people understand Scientology is, it's a science fiction creation. Believe it or not, L. Ron Hubbard created Scientology as the result of a bet with Robert A. Heinlein, whether he could get away with it. Heinlein lost the bet. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And all of these scandals are still spinning wildly out of control. The Department of Justice has now issued a clarification that it did not actually tap the phones in the United States Congress. It merely went and surveilled all of the phone records to try and see who is talking to who. Again, without any warrant. And I imagine members of Congress are very upset, especially those who were calling their mistresses. But there's an important point that is being missed in the corporate media coverage of this, and it's called the principle of separation of powers. The Department of Justice, which is part of the executive branch, has no authority to go into the legislative branch at all. Period. End of discussion. So now Congress is very, very angry over what's going on, and they have every right to be. Boy, oh boy. I'll bet the ashtrays are flying in the White House right now. That's a reference to the Clinton years, where word got out that every time Hillary Clinton lost her temper, she'd fling an ashtray at people, and they were having to repair the holes in the walls of the White House. And we know Obama smokes, so there's probably lots of ashtrays around there as well, and he's probably grabbing and throwing those at this point. All righty, let's see some other interesting stories here. Getting back to that whole educational thing. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some callers in here for this last half hour about Benghazi and DOJ and IRS and the rest of that stuff here. Apparently, over at Wheatmore High School, they have prohibited a teenage mother. She's 17, and she has a newborn baby, and she wanted to hold the baby for her yearbook photo. And the school said, no, you're not allowed to do that because it might promote teenage pregnancy. These school officials are obviously so old, they don't remember what they were like when they were teenagers, because nobody needs to promote teenage pregnancy or sexuality. It kind of happens all by itself. And if you're not willing to deal with that and acknowledge it, if you treat your students as these little robotic drones who will do and think what you tell them to do, you're going to be disappointed. I want to share a little story with you where all of this control agenda comes from. Most of modern liberal political philosophy is founded on the idea that environment basically determines what kind of a person you will grow up to be. It's the old nature versus nurture or environment versus evolution argument. It's been going back and forth for, well, as long as humans have stood up and thought, how did I get here? And a lot of it goes back to Margaret Sanger, who wrote a book, Coming of Age in Samoa, which is hailed as a foundation document of modern liberalism. And she is lionized as this academic star, second only to, well, Stephen Hawking. And what Margaret Sanger did is she decided she wanted to go out and find some way to prove that environment rather than heredity controls your psychological makeup. And so she basically went to Samoa, which even today it's isolated, but back then it was really isolated. And she wanted to basically prove that young people in Samoa would transition into adulthood without the angst and upset and emotionality that we see within our own culture. And she went down to Samoa, and she basically wrote this book saying it was a very sexually promiscuous culture, and because everybody was very relaxed about sex, adolescence was stress-free relative to the United States of America at the time. And the book was completely flat-out wrong. Margaret basically made friends with two Samoan women, and she started asking them leading questions. And the Samoan women who did not understand what Margaret Sanger was going to do with all of this information, they just told her what Margaret obviously wanted to hear. They were just talking story. You know, you want to talk about this happening? Oh, yeah, sure, okay, fine. And the biggest mistake that Margaret Sanger made was declaring the Samoan culture to be sexually promiscuous, because Hawaii at the time was sexually promiscuous. But the Samoan culture is rigidly monogamous. And Sanger missed that completely. It's one of the most glaring errors in his book, in her book. The government of Samoa actually tracked down these two women that Sanger had talked to. And they basically said, yeah, we just told her what she said she wanted to hear, and we didn't know what she was going to do with it. And so this whole liberal idea that you can reshape the human psyche by changing the environment around them lacks any kind of a factual foundation. Now, people used to talk about how so much of the DNA passed from parents to children appeared to be junk and unused. Junk DNA was a phrase that you saw in microbiology a lot. Well, now they're coming to understand that that DNA doesn't influence your physical development. It carries the operating software for your mind and body from parent to child. When we come back, I'll share with you an experiment that kind of underscores how that works. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the foundation of modern liberal philosophy being completely fraudulent. Coming of age in Samoa was completely bungled. Too many assumptions, writer's occlusion, researcher's occlusion. She came back and wrote what she wanted to see, not what was really there. So now we're talking about the so-called junk DNA that is passed from parent to child. And to understand the context of this, you need to go back to an experiment that's very often performed in biology classes, in which you will take what are called planaria, the little tiny flatworms. They're used for experiments, and you can condition them. Flash a light, give their little dish an electric shock, and then after a while, when the light flashes, they'll twitch. Then you take those planaria and you extract their RNA, the ribonucleic acid, and you feed it to new planaria who have never been subjected to the conditioning of light and electric shock. And after they absorb the RNA, they will start flinching when the light flashes. So we know memory information can be passed through these RNA or DNA molecules. I mean, when you're born brand new into the world, your brain has to already have information in it on how to breathe, how to pump your heart, how to regulate your body. And they're starting to understand that what they used to call junk DNA is, if you want an analogy to computers, it's your firmware. It's your basic operating system. Your accumulated instincts from millions of years of evolution. And it's carried forward. And liberalism says that's really not a factor. That we can re-engineer the human mind by re-engineering society around them. And every one of the experiments they've tried have failed. People still go on being people. And so that whole model of liberalism is intellectually junk. I'm an old Jeffersonian myself. That government governs best, which governs least. Now, new breaking story coming out of the Washington Times. Insert drum roll here. Retired four-star Admiral James Lyons has said there is new evidence that has surfaced regarding what happened in Benghazi. I am going to read you a direct quote from this article. Quote, with what should have been only a staged kidnapping of Ambassador J. Christian Stevens instead... I'm in the wrong paragraph here. All right, this is the quote I wanted to read to you on the air. This apparent abduction by terrorists of our ambassador and then the negotiated trade for the blind sheikh would have been the October surprise that would have elevated President Obama's flagging popularity and boosted his approval ratings for a re-election. A dramatic prisoner exchange that saved our ambassador's life. However, something went horribly wrong. A cunning and illegal bit of treachery by the Obama White House turned into something entirely different. Obama's October surprise turned into carnage orchestrated by the White House itself as the president, Leon Panetta, and CIA Director David Petraeus watched via unmanned aerial vehicle real-time feed as a seven-hour attack on the Benghazi embassy raged. Reportedly, stand-down orders were given several times to different units within striking distance. And he goes on in the next paragraph and says, with what should have been only a staged kidnapping of Ambassador J. Christian Stevens, instead Navy SEALs Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty refused to stand down order and began doing their job of protecting the ambassador using force. So this four-star admiral is saying more or less the same thing I am saying. It was a setup to boost Obama's re-election chances, and that is the great secret they're desperate to hide. And they're so desperate they'll throw the IRS out for public condemnation and class action lawsuits. They expose the Department of Justice for surveillance on the Congress and the corporate media. This is the big, deep, dark secret they're trying to keep the lid on. That the attack on the embassy in Benghazi was a staged event to boost Obama's chances for re-election. And I'm rather relieved I'm not the only one out there saying it now. All righty, let's see here. More stories about the media was using the word tapped the congressional phones, and the Department of Justice is saying no, they didn't actually tap the phones, they merely got the telephone records. But again, it is a violation of the separation of powers. They're not playing by the rules over there. What's this article here? This is over at CBS News, where they're trying to basically go back to the Boston bombing. Forget about Benghazi. Forget about that. We've got the Boston bomber, which is where this ludicrous story of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev writing this very condemning note on the side of the boat while being shot at, while bleeding. And I think right now we're seeing this kind of thrash mode, this panic where they're just throwing stuff out there and they're really not thinking it through. I mean, from the email that I am getting, everybody is issuing this kind of a collective, oh, come on now, over this idea that this guy wrote what amounts to a confession on the inside of the boat and nobody bothered to mention it until just right now. And so the White House propaganda effort right now is degenerating into total chaos. Absolute total chaos. All righty, so we got about 20 minutes left to go on the show, and I want to go back and basically recap what I think is going on here to get the overview. My thesis is Benghazi was a staged event to make Obama look good for his reelection, and it got out of control. And it turned into this wild riot. Other Libyans were joining in. According to this admiral, these SEALs who refused the stand down order is why the shooting started around the ambassador that led to his death. And that's a big, deep, dark secret. Nobody wants that to come out. Nobody in Washington, D.C. wants that to come out. It would destroy the whole party, not just Obama, not just the Democrats. Everybody gets destroyed by this. It's a great secret, like the Kennedy assassination or the 9/11 fraud. Nobody can ever talk about it. Even your worst enemy is going to be working as hard as they can to protect that secret. And so as Benghazi continues to grow and grow in congressional hearings and the media, I think the decision was made to scare the corporate media into just accepting the government's pronouncements as news and at the same time give them a diversion, a different scandal they could go after. And I think that's why Lois Lerner last Friday basically leaked the story that the IRS was interfering with the tax-exempt status of the Tea Party. And remember, the people who were watching her speak said she was answering what was supposed to be a random question by referring to note cards, which made it look like the question was planted, and her response was written ahead of time to get that out there. So, oh, media, look, we've IRS scandal. Let's bash on the IRS. Everybody hates them, justifiably, I might add. And that's a scandal that the White House could survive. Only now it's expanding. More and more groups are coming forward to saying, we were targeted, we were harassed, we were audited unfairly. And everybody's making the link back to Richard Nixon and how he used the IRS on his political enemies list. And we know Obama has an enemies list, although I prefer to use the name the Special High Interest Targets List. And so now the IRS became a huge scandal. I'm sorry, Tim. I thought we'd already taken your call. And if you want to call back, go ahead. I have to keep better track of the callers here. All right, so the IRS scandal is now exploding. And this surveillance of the reporters, back in 2006 when they did it to ABC, it sort of calmed them all down and got them back on the reservation. Not this time. It's backflashed on them. And so we're seeing this cascade of fraud, on cover-up, on abuse of power, and it's rapidly spinning out of control. And I think this is why Barack Obama is really desperate right now for a distraction, whether it's Syria or Iran or a mushroom cloud somewhere inside the United States of America. I can smell the panic. All the way over here in Oahu, I can smell the panic coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I think basically that's what it's all about. They're trying to use a new scandal to cover up an old scandal. And it's really not working very well at all because they're misjudging the public mood. They're misreading how Americans are feeling about what's going on in the country. And that tells me we have a White House that is really seriously out of touch with the general population. Of course, they're sitting on top of layers and layers of all these government lackeys who are, you know, getting comfortable, huge salaries. And, you know, they're always going to tell the boss what the boss wants to hear, not what he needs to know. And so you've got this situation where their own staffs are blinding them to what's really going on. Remember the legend of King Arthur and Merlin the Magician, which historically, it appears to be two completely separate legends that were sort of welded together somewhere down the road. But from a sociological point of view, Merlin's value to King Arthur was that Merlin wasn't really a part of the court system. And Merlin could travel anywhere in society, the Camelot or just down in the ordinary villages. And Merlin's value to King Arthur was that Merlin provided to Arthur an unvarnished, unbiased, unpoliticized view of what was going on in the kingdom. And Obama doesn't have that. He's effectively deaf, dumb, and blind relative to the ordinary American people. He is kept that way by his own enablers, his flappers. Going to go to the phones here. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, did I hear you say that you've seen nothing wrong with girls having a picture in the yearbook with their babies. Did you say that?
I said basically, yeah, I disagreed with the decision because it's not promoting teen pregnancy and sexual activity. Nobody needs to promote it. It happens all by itself. And I was putting it up there as an example of just how tyrannical our public school indoctrination centers are becoming in terms of trying to brainwash our kids into just being these little carbon copy drones of each other, never think, never do. Now, obviously, I'm opposed to teen pregnancy. I think the way to deal with that is recognize that teenagers are really in the grip of their hormonal influences, and, you know, they should make birth control available to them. I would prefer things like condoms that don't disrupt the biochemistry of the women. But if this high school student is a mother and has a baby, and she wants the baby to be part of the picture, I really do have an issue with the school saying, no, you cannot.
Okay, Michael, let me say what I want to say. What's wrong with a gay person having their friend in their picture, or a person having their dog, or their lizard, or their snake, or anything like that? And I mean, hey.
In my opinion, absolutely nothing.
You're opening the door, Michael. You're opening the door, you know?
You know, I think it's perfectly okay. You know why? Because it captures an aspect of that person over and above what they simply look like. I mean, I added my picture in my high school yearbook. I had my camera gear with me because I was a yearbook photographer. Another picture, I'm there with one of my astronomical telescopes. It tells you something about the person beyond what they look like and how much of a slave they were to the fashion and hair dictates of the day. I think having, you know, some aspect of your personal life as part of your yearbook picture, I think it's a really good idea. Whether it's a guitar, a banjo, a clarinet. You know, I think it should be done.
Well, I just think it, you know, we need to put a line someplace with the scruples in this country that people need to think twice before they do things like this, because we're just opening the door to everything. And I have respect for other people's thoughts. I have respect for other people's lifestyle, but I don't think that I should have to buy a yearbook with my child's picture in it and with some varmint or some other person in it. There's got to be a limit someplace, Michael, and that's just how I feel.
Well, obviously, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. And absolutely, I disagree with you on this issue because, you know, I'm one of these people who sees every human being as a unique individual who has their own personality, their own interests, their own point of view on life. I reject the idea of forcing our children into these predefined molds and cramming them down and whacking them on the head with a hammer until they conform to what's supposed to be there. And I personally, I don't have a problem if, you know, if I were fortunate enough to have children, which I'm not, one of the biggest disappointments in my life, and the kid came home with a yearbook, I would admire my kid's photo in that yearbook, and that would kind of be the end of it. I got to be very honest with you. Most people don't look in the yearbook beyond their own child's pictures. And so what is in the other pictures really is not going to be a factor. And so, yeah, I know in my yearbook, all the band members posed with their musical instruments for their yearbook photos. It tells you something about them beyond what they look like. And I think it's a really good idea. I think it's a really good idea. And I know people have a problem with teenage pregnancy, and I do too, but it did happen, and it's part of her life. So let's not punish her, certainly not the baby, for what, you know, let's just adapt and move forward. And I'm really very concerned. Our educational system, our public educational system, doesn't educate anymore. Our academic scores compared to other countries are just in a free fall. And our schools have turned into these indoctrination centers to just say to the kid, be exactly like everybody else, salute the flag, fight global warming, be ready to go into the military and kill the enemy. Don't do anything else. Don't experiment. Don't think outside the box. Don't read anything other than what we tell you. Don't think anything other than what we tell you. That's not an environment. If I had a kid, I would not have them in public school. And I know more and more states are now starting to pass laws saying you cannot homeschool. They're saying homeschooling is not a right. We, the state, own your children, and we will decide how they think. At the very least, I'd put my kid in a private school And I'd go to the private school and I'd look at it and see what they were doing and how they were teaching the kids here. But if I had a kid, I would not put them in the public school system of the United States of America. And part of that comes out of my own experience teaching in public school many years ago in Southern California. I taught a year of high school remedial math. And I got along great with the kids. It was the administration that was just horrible. So, anyway, now that we've had our little distraction du jour, we're coming up here on our last commercial break. We need to get the story about Benghazi out there. And what you probably ought to do, this is your assignment for tonight, speaking of school class, take that article about that four-star admiral who's saying essentially the same thing that I'm doing, and please forward it to all your social media and all your network of friends. Because that's the big black secret at the heart of all these overlapping scandals. They're trying to confuse the issue and destroy the focus. The focus is Benghazi and Obama's October surprise. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I need to start off with a correction. It was Margaret Mead who wrote Coming of Age in Samoa. Margaret Sanger, I've got my Margarets confused today. Margaret Sanger was the eugenicist who was promoting the idea of race hygiene which later became the inspiration for some of what the Nazis were doing. I want to get back to this issue of Benghazi and all of these gates and scandals that are coming on, because we're in a case of dueling scandal. We have a White House that realizes the potential for exposure about what they were really doing in Benghazi. And now we have this retired four-star admiral coming out and saying more or less the same thing I'm saying. This was a staged event, Obama's October surprise, to guarantee his reelection, and it got botched and went horribly wrong. And now we're seeing the IRS scandal as a distraction, except that's now exploding. The announced surveillance of the corporate media and the Congress to try and get everybody to just toe the official line, and it's all cascading out of control. But if you are confronted with all kinds of contrasting events and distractions and noise, and you want to know what's really going on, you look for the part of maximum overlap. You look for the place where all the distractions and denials and cover-ups and lies are coming together. That's the heart of what's really going on. You look for that most protected point, and that is where you dig to find the treasure. And that most protected point in all of this network of distractions and competing scandals is Benghazi. And everything I have heard up to this point only reinforces mine and now this four-star admiral's theory. This was all staged to allow Barack Obama to grandstand what a great president he was. He wasn't the new Jimmy Carter. He was going to act decisively and prevent another drawn-out hostage situation. And it went out of control. And now they're trying to bury it. They're trying to say it's just a side story. They want it to go away. It's refusing to go away. And that's why we're seeing all these other bits of noise being waved as a distraction. And they are now cascading out of control as well. I'll tell you right now, the White House is in an absolute blind panic. There is nothing they will not do to distract from this whole mess that they've concocted for themselves, up to and including starting yet another war. And in that, I think they are also continuing to misread the reaction and feelings of the American people. We're not going to respond to the new lies the way we responded to the old lies, because we know they're lies. They're still playing these propaganda games by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s, but it isn't the 1950s and 1960s any longer. And we are a sadder but wiser population that knows our government and corporate media lie to us about everything. Saddam's nukes, global warming, the safety and efficacy of SSRIs. We're skeptical, and therein lies our path to freedom from the liars. That's it for our show. Going to head on out of here and get some things done. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A reminder, please support Republic Broadcasting. We do not have millions of dollars of corporate support to feed you what the corporations want you to think. The only way we're going to defeat the big money corruption is for the little money to unite together in the cause of restoring the Republic. So go on over to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With financial